Tim Daly in the house. Yay!
Hi.
A longtime fan. I'm so happy you're with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So you have a lot going on.
For some unknowable reason, there's always a politician or two who want to zero out the budget of the NEA and do away with that program once and for all. But we've been there to save it many times, and we're trying to do it again, and we have a lot of allies. So we're hopeful and pretty confident that we can do it.
And what's going on exactly? What's proposed?
Well, the first proposal, there was a budget that came out that proposed zeroing it out. Then we have enough allies in Congress that they put it back in at a budget of $135 million. And then we have enough allies in the Senate that they put it back at its former number of $207 million, which, by the way, is minute. It's a drop in the bucket of the federal government budget, but it's also incredibly impactful and effective because it's one of the few government programs that's actually a moneymaker. And in this era where a lot of folks are talking about efficiency, this is actually something that's putting money into the federal coffers. For every dollar spent by the National Endowment for the Arts, it returns about $9 in economic activity to the federal government. You know, when I started doing this work at the Creative Coalition, one of the things I read was that children who have a full curriculum in the arts are three times more likely to graduate from high school. And what shocked me was that even armed with those statistics, a lot of people were against having arts in schools. Now, the NEA isn't necessarily about arts in schools, but one of the things that people misunderstand about it is that they think that it's an organization that gives money to Hollywood or Broadway or something like that. It couldn't be farther from the truth. The amazing thing about the NEA is that it gives money to every single congressional district in the entire United States. So it disproportionately benefits small communities and small cities and rural communities who otherwise wouldn't have any arts. And their kids and their community wouldn't be exposed to dance or theater or music or a library or have after-school programs. And their veterans might not have an arts program who are suffering from PTSD. So it's important to understand that everybody in the entire country benefits from this program. It is pretty easy for people to call up their representatives and to leave a message at the switchboard for your senator or your congresspeople and just say, I'm one of your constituents and I really want you to support funding for the National Endowment for the Arts. It's important to be heard because, you know, they work for you. So tell them what you want.
This was part one of my in-depth interview with Tim Daly. Stay tuned to Life Minute TV to hear more soon.